Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 71 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny office of Iowa Realty. They're located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to highlight a couple of different sports tonight. In a little while, we'll be visiting with one of the seniors on the Ankeny volleyball team to preview this week's state tournament as the Hawkettes get ready to open play in the Class 5A quarterfinals on Tuesday. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. She just completed her 13th season as the head coach of the Ankeny girls swimming team. On Saturday, she guided the Hawkettes to a third-place finish at the state meet, their highest since a runner-up finish in 2004. She was also the recipient of the Golden Plaque of Distinction Award from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union before Saturday's finals. She's Michelle Stout. Michelle, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Well, very good, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Well, I'm sure the last week, you know, was really hectic for you. Have you had a chance to catch your breath?
You know, I slept until about 9:30 Sunday morning, and so that's about 5 to 6 hours normally, later than I normally get to sleep in. So that was a good recovery day for me, so I'm ready to go now. Boys started today. We're on to the boys' season, so I am ready to go.
Well, you don't get much of a break then, do you?
No, it just flows from one to another.
Well, before we dive into the state meet, I want to ask you about the award that you received. You told me last week that you were very surprised, to say the least, when you got the news about the award. You know, had you just never thought about the possibility, you know, of getting that honor?
Well, I guess I've looked at some of the past recipients and that have had very impressive credentials, very long and, you know, very good long careers, lots of state championships, both team and individual. And so, yes, I mean, I am, you know, it's an honor to be considered in the same light as some of my colleagues with that huge pedigree.
Well, certainly well-deserved. Well, of course, you were an assistant at Ankeny before you took over the varsity program in 2007 following the departure of Mark Nordby. Now, he had certainly built the program into one of the state's best. The Hawkettes followed up that second-place finish in 2004 with a pair of third-place finishes in 2005 and 2006. You know, I'm sure you have a lot of fond memories of those teams, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and Mark was such a tremendous mentor, and he kind of drew me into the sport. I had been coaching club swimming at that point, and Mark and I actually worked together at an elementary building, and he kind of drew me in at that point, and we had known each other, I guess, through racing through triathlons prior to that. So working together, racing together, you know, it just... When I made that transition, it was just very natural, and he made it very easy for me.
Well, of course, some of those teams that you guys coached together, they were led by standouts such as Jamie and Nikki Wieben and Jaron Studer. You know, obviously, those teams had a lot of talent, didn't they?
Absolutely. So thick, and they're so deep, I should say, you know, the talent level. And, you know, the Wieben sisters together were just, you know, a wonder to behold.
Well, I was looking through some of the old records, you know, after it was announced that you got this award. Your first team in 2007 placed 15th at the state meet, and you followed that up with three 10th-place finishes over the next seven seasons. You then moved up to a 5th-place finish in 2015, a 6th-place finish in 2016, and then two 4th-place finishes in 2017 and 18 before this year's 3rd-place finish. So it's kind of been a gradual progression, you know, to get the program back to where it once was, hasn't it?
Well, I think so. It's... You know, and I do believe that programs, you know, kind of have ebb and tides. And so no matter what the sport, no matter what the, you know, what the community, I think we do see some of those highs and lows.
Well, yeah, with those highs and lows, I mean, it's not a knock against some of the girls that swam for you, but, you know, you have to have a lot of talent to be a top five team at state. And maybe some of those years you just didn't have a state champion caliber swimmer, did you?
Well, the thing with the community is that you take who walks in the door, and you make them the best they can be. And so that's always been my goal coaching, is no matter who walks in that door, is to just allow them to grow and to be the best athlete, and whatever their goals are, whatever, you know, Jasmine's goals are certainly different than, you know, some of the other girls, some of her teammates.
Oh, sure.
And so to take, you know, that individual's goal and, you know, help them achieve that, that's always been my goal as a coach.
Well, I remember some of those years, you know, that the goal for the team was to, you know, get a top 10 finish. And obviously this year, and we'll talk about your goals for this year in a minute, but you got to take the talent that you got and kind of set your goals accordingly, don't you?
I think so. Yeah, that's a fair statement, Dan.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny girls swimming coach Michelle Stout following her team's third-place finish in the state meet on Saturday. Well, let's talk now about the state meet right now. Your goal going into the meet was to get a top three finish, and you guys were able to accomplish that goal. You know, it's got to be awfully satisfying, you know, when you do reach that goal.
Well, yes, and actually going into the meet, we were ranked fifth. And our highest ranking throughout this season has been fourth. Mm-hmm. And we've been behind Iowa City West plus Ames plus Dowling this whole season. And in fact, earlier in the season, we did see Iowa City West, and they really clobbered us. They really clobbered us at an invitational. And so, you know, we knew that they were going to be, we had seen all these teams in either an invitational or a dual meet earlier in our season. So we knew it would be a very, very tall task. And then, you know, Waukee snuck in ahead of us, you know, toward the end too with a, they just had a great regional meet. And, you know, we had close meets with Johnston. There was just a lot of talent, you know, particularly in this, in the CIML and in this area.
Right. Well, you guys had to score points in a lot of different areas to reach your goal, and things got off to a great start on Friday with the diving competition. You came in with three diving qualifiers, and all three of them scored points for you. Sydney Jorgensen won the state title with a score of 513.2 points. Dasha Toth took 12th, and Erica Peters finished 14th for the second straight year, and that allowed you guys to go into Saturday's finals in first place with 28 points. You know, so that was certainly a great start, wasn't it?
Those were huge points, and those girls, you know, they were such a great addition to our team, not only with their talent, but you know, just their positivity and what they brought to the team in terms of that as well.
Well, of course, you guys have just had the diving program for 3 years mm-hmm. now. You guys have come a long way, haven't you?
Right. Our first year, we had one qualifier that brought us 1 point. Last year, Erica Peters was our only qualifier, and I want to say 2 or 3 points is what mm-hmm. she brought us last year. Same place. And then, you know, Sydney, joined the team this year, and Dasha improved, and Erica improved, and actually, even though she placed in the same slot, she was about 20 points ahead of last year, so she has improved as well.
Well, one of the keys for you guys on Saturday was the relay events. You came in seated 6th in the 200 medley relay, 8th in the 200 freestyle relay, and 11th in the 400 freestyle relay, and you were able to move up to 3rd, 4th, and 7th place in those three events. So you scored 26 more points in the relays than you were expected to. And obviously, since you guys, you know, finished 15 and a half points ahead of Iowa City West in the final standings, you know, that was pretty crucial, wasn't it?
The relays, indeed, were going to be critical. And we were very confident that after we saw the times after regionals that we were underranked. We knew we were very capable of doing very much more. And indeed, they proved that.
Now, I know you had the option to reconfigure some of your relays if you wanted to for the state meet, but you really didn't make, you know, too many changes, did you?
No. And we reserved that until, you know, after we saw what happened in prelims. And then once we saw prelims and we knew where all the individuals placed across the state and where our girls were at, then we could develop a more focused strategy.
Well, going into the 400 freestyle relay, you guys knew what you had to do to stay ahead mm-hmm. of Iowa City West, which was seated 3rd in that race. You know, and your girls just really came through, didn't they?
Absolutely. And we also knew that there was an outside chance that Iowa City, with their deep talent, had saved a lot of their firepower for that last relay. So they had positioned themselves to win that relay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that relays are double points. So that would put them, you know, with 40 points that we would, you know, have to counter. We weren't ahead by 40 points. So we knew we were going to need to counter, with the 400, especially at the end.
Right. Well, of course, Jasmine played a huge role in both the medley and 200 freestyle relays. She swam a split of 21.78 mm-hmm. in the medley, and that rallied your team from 5th place into 3rd. And then she nearly matched that split with a 21.8 in the 200 free relay. And then she passed 4 girls in that race, brought you from 8th place to 4th. You know, those are just a couple of incredible swims, weren't they?
They're tremendous. And, you know, I think everyone that was in the notorium that day, that everybody was at the pool, everyone was at the meet, took note of that. You know, when she gets in the pool, it's certainly a wondrous sight.
Now, were you tempted at all to put her into the 400 freestyle relay, you know, where she could swim 100 leg?
That certainly, and we spent, that's what the dual season is for. The dual season is to figure out, you know, where your strengths are comparatively, you know, with the other teams across the state, and then settle in so those kids can get an opportunity to practice their roles.
Well, Jasmine also had a spectacular day in her individual events. She won her 3rd consecutive state title in the 50 freestyle, posting a time of 22.53 that was just 2/100ths of a second off the state record. Now, I know she's been aiming for that state record for a long time. Did you sense any disappointment from her, you know, that she didn't get it?
Well, you know, and I think some, of course, you know, because that's been on her radar, you know, this whole season and longer. But, you know, that 50, it's just a sprint and just one, you know, one blink of an eye where something doesn't go perfectly, then that's really tough to make up in that short amount of time.
Well, Jasmine told me on Saturday that just made her all the more determined for her next event. She came back shortly thereafter and just absolutely smashed the state record in the 100. She won that race in 49.03, and that dropped more than a half second off the mark of 49.54 that was set by Ames's Amy Feddersen 2 years ago. You know, I'm guessing that's a state record that could stand for decades, don't you think?
Well, yes. Just imagine what that's going to look like on our team record board.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, Jasmine was named the state swimmer of the year after the meet, and that was certainly a award that she deserved. You know, for comparison purposes, I looked it up, and 15 years ago, Nikki Wieben won the 100 freestyle at state in 52.99, which is almost a full 4 seconds slower. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just hard to comprehend that Jasmine would be that much faster than, you know, one of the state's all-time best swimmers.
Well, Jasmine's the kind of athlete that you see once in your coaching career. And, you know, I've just really enjoyed being a part of her journey.
Well, your team also got some crucial points in a few other individual events. Madison Carlton placed 6th in the 500 freestyle in a school record time. She also took 9th in the 200 freestyle. You know, she really came on strong this season, didn't she?
Absolutely. And, you know, I remember when Maddie was a freshman and we took a look at our record board and you know, Maddie is a middle and long distance swimmer, and said, you know, Maddie, that 505 up there in the 500 has been standing since 1984. And she's like, oh, Michelle, maybe my senior year. And then, you know, this season when she really started to come into some really solid times, you know, what do you think? Oh, Michelle, maybe next year. And so when she crushed that in prelims, it was quite a celebration.
Yeah, well, so you planted the seed, didn't you?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Well, Alexis Henning placed 14th in the 50 freestyle and then came back later to finish 12th in the 100 backstroke, where she finished just ahead of Scout Bergwall, who was 13th, and Scout placed 7th in the 100 butterfly. She also broke her own school record in that event during Friday's preliminaries. You know, so that was a nice way for Scout to finish her career as well, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, just lowering that school record even more, you know, was a nice bonus for her. And, you know, both she and Jasmine as seniors, they were, you know, they were just thrilled when we can bring home a third place trophy.
Yeah, they certainly were. Of course, the top three teams in the team race are all from the CIML Central Conference. Dowling won the meet with 360 points, 32 more than Ames. Now, the Little Cyclones had won 4 straight titles in 8 of the last 9. And I noticed that your girls were cheering pretty loudly for the Maroons when they received their championship trophy. So were you guys just glad to see someone else besides Ames take home the championship?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, these kids all know each other. They swim club in the off season together. And they really do have, you know, the swim community is very interwoven. So they know kids from across the whole area, the whole Des Moines area.
I know, Stephen, in that last heat of the 400 freestyle relay, your girls were just really cheering on. I think they're cheering on everybody, but they just saw a good race, didn't they?
well, yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, I haven't sat down and analyzed how many of Dowling and Ames' top swimmers will be graduating. You know, as you look ahead to next year, which teams do you think are going to be best positioned to battle for the crown?
Well, I think, you know, Iowa City's going to be right in the hunt again. I think they lose one of their Lily Ernst. They lose one of their very good girls, but two other girls that are so strong are just sophomores, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dowling does lose a couple of senior girls that are very good, but has, you know, the depth to be able to overcome that. You know, same with Ames. I think we'll see more of them as well. Johnston and Waukee both got a pair of very good freshmen on both those teams this year, so I expect them to be even stronger as well.
Well, you guys obviously are going to lose two huge pieces in Jasmine and Scout. Mm-hmm. Those two girls are headed to Tennessee and Northern Iowa, respectively, to compete in college. You know, and you just can't replace, you know, swimmers of that caliber, can you? Especially someone like Jasmine.
No, I mean they're both very special young women, and you know, it doesn't really hit me until next August when we start practice again, and then there's those spots that were their spots in the pool. And so then, that, you know, then it becomes real that, you know, they're not coming back.
Right. Well, do you feel like you have enough pieces in place, though, to still be very competitive?
We should. I mean, our sophomores, I mean, are, you know, especially they really performed well this year. we have, you know, some good freshman performances as well. And they're just, you know, freshman year is kind of hard, the workload that, that we put on the kids. And so there's an adjustment period there as well. So I think we do. I think we're going to have some, I mean, that 400 free relay, for example, no seniors there. No seniors. So I think we're going to be in a position to be competitive.
All right. Well, Michelle, congratulations on a great year, and thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
You bet. All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, forever young photo facials, halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is a standout libero on the Ankeny volleyball team. She has racked up a team-high 283 digs this season while helping the Hawkettes to a number 4 ranking and a 36-5 record. She and her teammates have qualified for this week's state tournament in Cedar Rapids and will play number 5 Council Bluffs Lincoln in a Class 5A quarterfinal at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at the U.S. Cellular Center. She is Casey Behrens. Karen, Casey, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks.
Hey, good. Well, first of all, I want to wish you a belated happy birthday. It was yesterday, right?
Yep.
Well, did you do anything special to celebrate?
Just went shopping with my family and had a nice family meal at Outback.
All right. Well, and then I see tonight you guys went to Sports Page for your pregame meal, right? How
was
that?
Yep. That was pretty good.
Well, we're about 18 or 19 hours away now from match time tomorrow. Are you getting excited?
I'm getting really pumped.
I'll bet. Well, you guys have had a full week to prepare for Council Bluffs Lincoln. You know, have you had some good practices?
Yeah, we've had some really good practices.
Well, your team has certainly had a great season in its first year under Coach Dave Wims since he returned to his old coaching job. You know, the transition has obviously been successful. Was it a pretty smooth adjustment for you?
Yeah, I think because our team was so close and a tight-knit group, it really helped transition from coach to coach, especially because their coaching styles are different. But it's been good for us.
Well, I know your team's had a few injuries this season. McKenna Scheib missed a couple of weeks due to an ankle injury. And you and Isabel Vosick had a collision earlier this year, and you guys had to be checked out for concussions. You know, are you guys healthy now, though, going into the state tournament?
Yeah, we've been battling a couple of sicknesses on our team, but we're all good to go for tomorrow.
Well, good. Well, your team is coming in on a 16-match winning streak, and Lincoln has been hot as well. They've posted 21 straight victories, so it certainly looks like a great matchup on paper. Do you feel like you guys are playing your best ball this season?
Oh, yeah. Our practices have been really high intensity and fast pace, and it's exactly what we want going into the state tournament.
Well, what do you think is going to be the key to beating the Lynx?
I think we need to focus on our side of the net and minimize our errors because they're really good defensively. So if we can just stop the rallies early and side out, then we'll have all the momentum.
Well, I went over to Council Bluffs last week to watch Lincoln's victory over Ankeny Centennial in the regional final, and I came away really impressed with their squad. You know, they're not a big team, but they're definitely scrappy. You know, like you said, they're good on defense. They pretty much dig up everything, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're impressive.
Well, Lena Bonet leads Lincoln with 360 kills, but she kind of struggled in the match against Centennial. She had 4 hitting errors to go along with 6 kills, but 4 of her teammates had 8 or more kills. You know, so they've got a lot of different weapons. You can't really key on one player, can you?
No, but we've prepared for their middle slide attacks and both their pins, so I think we're ready for tomorrow.
Well, this is the second straight state tournament appearance for you guys, while Lincoln is making its first appearance since 2014. You know, do you think if maybe they come out a little bit nervous that maybe you guys can jump out to an early lead against them?
Yeah, and I think with the experience we have from being at the state tournament last year will really be a huge advantage for us.
Well, last year you guys did make it to state. You guys were swept by Valley in the quarterfinals, but several of you guys, you know, did get some experience in that match, you know, so you have played in that atmosphere before. Can you kind of describe what it's like to play in that atmosphere?
It's awesome. You're surrounded by fans. The one nervous, like, part of it is probably the high ceilings. That's, like, the most different about it. But it's a great atmosphere, and I love being there.
Is the depth perception at all a little different? Or?
I'm sure it is for setters. Thank God I don't have to deal with that. But
Well, are you expecting a big crowd tomorrow? Do you know if a lot of the students are going to be making the trip over there?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a decent amount. I know a lot of my family is making the road trip down there, so I'm pretty excited to see everybody in the stands.
All right. We're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time homebuyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny libero Casey Behrens as the Hawkettes prepare to play in the state tournament tomorrow. Well, Casey, let's take a look at the tournament field as a whole right now. The top eight teams in Class 5A all qualified for state, so the regional tournaments certainly went according to form. You know, last year's runner-up Cedar Falls comes in as the number one seed with a 41-1 record. You know, do you think the Tigers would have to be the favorite to win the title?
Yeah, they've had a really good season, and they've beaten some pretty tough teams, and we lost a match to them. So, yeah, they're definitely the ones to beat.
Well, I know Coach Wims isn't looking past Council Bluffs Lincoln. He doesn't want you guys to do that either. But if you guys are able to win tomorrow, you would face the winner of the match between Cedar Falls and number eight Waukee in Thursday's semifinals. And like you mentioned, you guys did lose to Cedar Falls earlier this season at the Centennial Invitational. You know, what do you remember about that match?
I remember that their middles are really fast and quick, and we played them close the first set, but we need to clean it up, and thank God we've gotten better than that time that we played them. So hopefully it'll be a good matchup if we win tomorrow.
Sure. What do you think it's going to take for someone to knock them off?
I think that we'll have to serve tough and tool off the blocker's hands.
Do you think if you guys do play them, do you think if you guys came out and played your best match of the year and maybe if they were just a little bit off, that you guys could pull off an upset?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. We're a pretty strong team, but so are they, so it would be a good game.
Well, in the bottom of the bracket, number two Iowa City Liberty will face number seven Pleasant Valley, and number three Valley will meet number six Dallin Catholic in the other quarterfinal matchups. You guys have already played all of those teams except for Pleasant Valley, and I know Coach Wims told me that any of those teams could emerge from that side of the bracket. You know, who do you think is going to come out of there to play for the championship on Friday?
It will be tough. I could see both of them going extra sets, but I think I have to go with Valley.
All right. Well, I saw Dowling sweep both you guys in Centennial this season, you know, en route to the CIML Central Conference title, and I was really impressed with the Maroons. I still don't know how they've lost 11 matches this season, you know, because they're really good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely a strong team at home, for sure.
All right. Listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. We can help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you're buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, Casey, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions about your future. I know you've committed to play for William Jewell College next year. You know, are the Cardinals having a pretty good season this year?
Yeah, they are. They're definitely on the rise, so I'm excited to be a part of the team next year.
Now, what did you like about William Jewell?
My biggest thing that I liked is the coaches. They just seem, like, really down to earth, and they also care about you as a person, not just a player. So definitely the relationship that they have with their players is impressive to me.
Well, I know you also considered Grandview and Northern Iowa before making your decision, and those are two very good programs as well. So you had some nice options there, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do you think you'll have a chance to play right away next year?
I'm hoping so. If I work hard, then I think I can.
Well, I'm planning to go to the Drake U&I match later this week, and I know the Bulldogs libero, former Centennial star Kylie Mackey, she's told me before that the speed of the game was the biggest adjustment that she had to make in going from the CIML to the Division I level. Now, you're obviously going to Division II school, but do you think that's going to be the case for you as well?
Yeah, I'm sure the speed will definitely be more intense, but I think that I'll be able to handle it after practicing with the team.
Now, what are you planning to study there?
Either biology or kinesiology.
All right. Well, Casey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow over there in Cedar Rapids. I'll see you over there.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Realty Ankeny office closed in excess of $250 million in real estate in 2018. Their agents represent over 20 new construction builders and communities all over the metro. With interest rates at historic lows, would you like to know what your home is worth in today's market? If so, you can give them a call at 453-5800. That number again is 453-5800. We'll come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.